ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Leems, yes. I'm going to throw the spotlight on you. You okay. are a man of many talents.
For sure.
Is surfing one of them?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
I've attempted surfing a couple of times. Just hasn't worked out for me.
For you. Do you know about the surf scene in El Salvador?
I did not know there was a surf scene in El Salvador. Well, that was something that had escaped my attention.
It is a country famous for volcanoes and its surf beaches. And just last week, Leems, in El Salvador, Aussie Kai Ellis Flint became the men's world longboard champion. It's the 10th time an Aussie has secured this title. And Kai has been good enough to join us now. Huge congratulations as we welcome you to Summer Grandstand, Kai. And I think you're a Byron Bay resident when you're at home, but where do we find you today?
Yeah, so I'm in Byron Bay at the moment. Arrived home only a couple of days ago, but originally grew up around the northern beaches of Sydney and on the Central Coast more so.
And so you've got back, you know, with something you didn't have before, which is a world title. Has life changed in the last week?
No, not all that much. You know, I'm straight back into work, building boards here in Byron. And it hasn't changed all that much. It's just been super special to hear all the support and all the people that have, you know, followed my my journey along the way, and hearing them, cry with joy and shared their love has been super special.
Well, you did it beautifully because I don't know if you've listened back to the commentary of your performance in El Salvador, but the commentators were loving you sick. Let's have a listen to this.
Kai Espin is up and riding, up to a five, holds a really nice lifting, sole arch 10, and walks out and then just accelerates from the middle of his board, back to the tail, drops down, runs back up and touches that five. The degree of difficulty of things that he has done so far is next level. This is world-class longboarding from Kai Ellis Flint, and he just does one of the most flowing, coolest drop knees off the bottom, off the top, and then comes back in with that clean, controlled footwork with rhythm and tempo and grace and a full rebound in rhythm again as he sets himself up with the style and the grace of an absolute master.
Had you heard that before, Kai?
Yeah, I spent a bit of time sort of soaking up everything that's kind of happened and went back over the footage and had a good look through. And, you know, I'm pretty hypercritical of myself, so it's always good to go back and watch what's happened and how it all kind of unfolded and, you know, try and see if I was staying true to myself and my own kind of, what I like to showcase in my surfing.
How did you review yourself?
We just got some time with my coach CJ Nelson and had a good little look over it, and yeah, I mean, I'm super happy with the performance, but there's definitely a few little things that I'll be taking from that event and moving forward. I made a few mistakes in the first heat that I surfed against Taylor Jensen, and I had to kind of adapt that and go out in the finals and really kind of just tune that in and just not make any mistakes.
And how was El Salvador? I, in my ignorance, didn't realise that it was such a popular surfing location.
Yeah, El Salvador is beautiful. It's like this beautiful tropic coastline, and within the space of 50 kilometres, there's 15 world-class point breaks and beach breaks. So there's just ample amounts of opportunity. There's waves, I think, around 300 days of the year, which is kind of crazy. And it's, there's just countless swells always hitting the coastline there. So it's really such a special place.
Do you have a favourite place to surf?
No, not necessarily. I just like to surf in good waves and surf with good friends. There's a few locations in Australia and across the world I really love. But more so, I'm just trying to enjoy my time in the water with friends and be able to sink into the natural rhythms out in the ocean.
And Kai, you said, you know, you're back home in Byron and you're back working on making boards. And as I understand it, the board that you won your title on is one that you crafted yourself, and that endears you to a lot of people because this is kind of seen as an old school and very connected and cool thing to do. Can you fill in the gaps there?
Yeah, definitely. So I started building boards about 10 years ago. I've always kind of been interested in it since I was young, and finally got the opportunity to start building some boards out of a factory in Sydney. And then from there on, I kind of tried to just do all parts of the process and learn all parts of the process to be able to get to this stage. And I was like, what's the goal here? And, you know, to be able to put the best boards under my feet possible. And I kind of just felt like I was missing that connection with a lot of other surfboard manufacturers out there. And there's been some amazing boards that I've had under my feet, but that board in particular was something that I've kind of taken from everything in the past and just fine-tuned it to suit my surfing as best as possible. But yeah, that was like a 9.7 that I built only a couple of weeks before we headed over to Abu Dhabi for the third event on the tour. And then I made the fin as well. It's a kind of a new design that I'm working on. It's not new to the surfing world, but the design itself in longboarding hasn't really been done. So I've been kind of working on refining that, refining the foils and the shape of the fin. And it was actually kind of all unfolded in a way where my fins had gotten cooked in the heat traveling from Abu Dhabi to El Salvador, and they all went soft. And wow, that was my last fin that I had to allow me to be able to surf my best. So I'm pretty lucky to have had that fin with me, and you know, feeling super honored to have done it for all the crew out there that really appreciate what good longboarding is and how much energy and you know, and love we have for the community and what we do. Yeah, it's been a super special experience. I think it's something like 43 years since someone has won a world title on their own board that they shaped, glass, sanded, awesome, and that, made the fins. So pretty crazy. I think the last person was Mark Richards from Newcastle.
Oh, that's amazing. Cool. Have you ever made a board for a competitor?
Yeah. So one of my best mates on tour, had been, you know, I've known this guy for probably 15 years now. And he's a couple of years older than me. And I was super inspired by his surfing when I was growing up. And then we finally connected and were surfing at the same local break when I moved down to Sydney, and then just started making him boards a couple of years ago. So he won his first his maiden WSL event this year, and I won my first WSL event this year as well. And that was kind of consecutive. So it was super cool to be able to witness him, you know, succeed and do well on a board that I've built and tried to refine. And, you know, it's super gratifying to see someone be able to perform to their best ability on the world tour.
I love this element of your story, Kai. And just in preparing for this, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole last night, like researching more and more, and read some comments from an American surfer of note, Joel Tudor, and he was just going off, like, in this article, what was it called, Stab Magazine or something online, and yeah, he was just so thrilled for you and and your roots and what you're all about and where you've come from. That love that you're kind of describing is clearly, like, way out there in the world. What more can you tell us about the longboarding scene and circuit? Because that was something else, just, again, reading last night, I saw that, I guess, there's not the prize money, there's probably not, you know, in inverted commas, the glitz and glamour or whatever, but you do it for the love. What's the circuit like, and is it changing?
Yeah, big time. The tour is changing. It's changed a lot, even in the last sort of 5 or so years, where we've witnessed a big shift from high performance longboarding, you know, more refined, almost like a long shortboard-esque board, to something that is acceptant of a traditional approach and what we saw in the 1960s. And so it's heading in that kind of direction where it's a contemporary version of what we've seen from the past, from the 1960s through to the 2000s and now to the present day, where we're seeing people ride traditional boards, but in their outline and stuff like that, but with sort of updated materials and you know, all the new school kind of attributes that you put on, like a shortboard these days kind of thing, with edge in the tail and things like that. But just making, you know, making a board that allows you to, you know, gives you the best opportunity to surf your best in these heats kind of thing. And yeah, we don't really do it for the money at this point, even though, you know, that's what I'm hoping to strive for. I'm hoping to see, you know, more interest in what we do and see the platform kind of grow. And it seems like it's gaining you know, a fairly good following, and we're seeing a little bit of a price increase in the prize money. But you know, at the end of the day, we're just breaking even, and even with a world title, I'm still only just clearing what I paid for the whole year kind of thing. And and you know, like our best if we win each event, you know, then you can kind of make a living out of it somewhat. There's almost like 40 grand involved, but Australian dollars. But, you know, if you win one event, that's only 5 grand, and that's $5,000 less than what last place gets on the shortboard tour. So,
right.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shame, but we're seeing a good amount of growth, and I just hope the next generation really, you know, sees the beauty in what we do and can sort of find the relevance to them and push to kind of get onto a level where they're wanting to win a world title, or they're wanting to, you know, be a part of the community at to a greater extent.
Well, let's hope the longboard popularity continues to increase. And one final question for you. Have you ever, on the longboard, taken your dog out and sat your dog on one end of the board while you're surfing?
No, I haven't, to be honest. But I've spent a bit of time watching the guys up at Noosa during the Noosa Festival of Surfing, doing their thing with their pooch on the nose of their board, which is pretty special.
I always love it when it pops up in my reels or whatever. Yeah. But Kai Ellis Flint, Men's World Longboard Champion, congratulations once again.
And thanks
for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.